This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The great prophets of the Old Testament constantly repeat this refrain, "The word of the Lord came unto me." Most liberal theologians deny the truthfulness of these statements. They believe the prophets invented their messages and attributed them to the Lord. They justify the prophets engaging in such deception, since the prophets were doing it for a worthy purpose. But lying is lying, whatever the intentions of the liar. And if they lied, why did not the Son of God reproach them for their deception? The sinless Son of God completely endorsed the Old Testament, including the writings of the prophets. So we know that what they wrote was inerrantly inspired. Jeremiah records these words that came to him from God Almighty. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, which Jeremiah the prophet spoke unto all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, "From the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, even unto this day, that is the 23rd year, the word of the Lord has come unto me, and I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but you did not listen." Jeremiah 25, 1-3. A number of comments on this passage are in order. When the Lord established the prophetic office, he said to Moses, "I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto you, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him." Deuteronomy 18:18. I hope you notice the Lord's emphasis on words, both in Jeremiah 25 and in Deuteronomy 18. The Lord did not just give an idea to Moses, to Jeremiah, and to the other spokesmen for him. If he had only given them ideas and allowed them to supply the words, they could have easily missed the message God wanted his people to have. On many occasions, God gave the very words the prophets delivered to the people. At least, that is what all the prophets affirm. The Apostle Peter wrote concerning the great prophets of the Old Testament, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." 2 Peter 1:21. The true prophets said exactly what God wanted them to say, nothing more and nothing less. The prophet Jeremiah devoted his life to revealing what God had given to him. He spoke unto all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. He did not shrink back from telling the Israelites what they needed to hear, not necessarily what they wanted to hear. If we had more preachers like Jeremiah, they could make a difference in our day. But, tragically, churches in too many cases are filled with men like Balaam, who love the wages of unrighteousness. 2 Peter 2:15. They will preach the truth only if the price is right. Jeremiah spoke God's word from morning until night. He never hesitated to speak all that God had revealed to him. But the people did not listen. This helps us to explain why the Israelites were carried into Babylonian exile. They simply paid no attention to the messages of the prophets. Their sin had hardened them against listening to and obeying the will of Almighty God. Is it possible our nation has become so evil because religious leaders are speaking smooth things and not right things? They should learn the message of the great Apostle Paul to Timothy. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Is it not about time that preachers develop some backbone and preach the truth of God's inspired word? My friends, I exhort you to read that word, but also encourage your preacher to teach it fully, completely, so that men may know what God wants and obey His gospel. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.